Reality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us as usual is founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. The season's upon us.
The season is upon us. In a few days, it'll be Christmas Day, and it's kind of a special time of year, I think.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm finding myself totally distracted with family. You know, my two daughters have arrived and are already in our house. And,
nice.
And even mother-in-law is here, so it's a full house. It's quite interesting. As you may know, or maybe we haven't told people, I have an office inside my home. So, I commute not very far. You know,
right.
Down the stairs and a long hallway and a couple of turns, and there I am.
There you are.
In my little realm that's the office side of my world. Office
Neat.
Side of my life.
Mine is going to be a little different because my two boys, 17 and 20 years old, are taking off to spend Christmas with their mom, who lives a couple thousand miles away. And I'm going to head across the Straits of Juan de Fuca, or the Georgia Strait, I forget what it's called, to Victoria to spend the Christmas holidays with my parents.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. I don't know how long we'll get to repeat it for. As you remember, I lost my father this year, and so I'm now known as the old Patella.
Wow, yeah.
You know, all of a sudden I'm in the front row. It's a whole new feeling, you know, when you step and you're now in the the edge. The next row is me.
You're the patriarch.
I'm the eldest, and I'm the guy who's holding it up. But you know, just the awareness of the fact that now it's my turn.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to my wife the other day as we're standing over. Something to do with garbage, you know.
Yeah.
And she's holding this thing, and I'm saying, "Well, we should wash it out and put it into recycling." She says, "I know, man. Did we ever do a lot of that? You know, like we are really low footprints people."
Cool.
You know, like I'm putting out the garbage can, and I see three bags full from the house next door, and I have one alone little plastic bag inside of this garbage can, you know, like there's nothing going, or nothing, but hardly anything going out of our household.
Right. Actually, it's funny you say that, because I'm the same, even though I have two teenage boys that eat me out of house and home, if I can put it that way. Every week, when I put out the garbage bin, it's a third full of, you know, it's like a typical garbage bin, and there's a bag, and it takes up the bottom third of the bin. I put out recycling, and that's fuller than the garbage bag. So,
right,
it's kind of neat.
Right, but anyway, the reason I raised this point was she was saying, you know, I want the 20-year-olds to step forward and save the planet.
You know, that is so funny, because I just spent 12 days in Hawaii on the island of Oahu, and not far from Waikiki, and the last night was quite an amazing night, because it was the winter solstice, and I had a hard time calling it the winter solstice, because it was like 30 degrees Celsius, or, you know, 75 to 80 Fahrenheit, depending on where you are, and
and
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt or not, and I'm swimming in the ocean, the water's warm, right on the beach, and I was told it was a rave, right, and I think of a rave as like this wild music and wild dancing and all these people and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It was a rave only in terms of, I think it went all night, right, because it was the winter solstice.
Yes.
We didn't, we went to bed at 11, but they were basically what you and I would have called the Woodstock hippie types, right? And there was, yes, I don't know, 50 to 100 of them, and they had the acoustic guitars, and they were playing peace songs, and then someone else was, they did a yoga session, and they did a meditation, and they were all like 19 to 24. 25 years old, and like,
oh, excited. Really? They,
yeah,
young
people? Yeah.
Okay. I would have expected techno and ecstasy pills.
Me too. And they were like, tofu this, and you know, fruit that, and it was just absolutely amazing.
So you know, there is hope for this planet.
I was absolutely stunned, and there were a few older people that were there. They weren't taking a leadership role by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, that would be like 5 to 6% of the population were old, you know, over 40, and everybody else was in mid-20s and younger, and they were just all into peace, love, and recycling.
And granola.
And granola, yeah. Actually, it was like oatmeal. I hate oatmeal, and they made this oatmeal. It was magnificent. I loved it. And I even said, you know, I hate oatmeal. Give me more. Because this stuff was really good. I really liked it. And I don't know, I maybe just never had oatmeal cooked properly before. But
well, yeah, you know, when it's grown in a good field and when it's prepared with love, it all tastes very differently.
You're exactly right, and it was just a magnificent experience. And I'm watching these young people, and the side of the island has had some controversy because, for somewhere around the lines of 20 years, they've been trying to develop a huge, massive resort, and they've got signs all over the place: "Keep the country," because it's a very rural area. We're like as far away from Honolulu as you can get on Oahu, and you know, there's surfer dudes out there, and you know, it's very agricultural. Like, we would stop at a side market and have fresh coconut, right? And we asked the ladies, "Well, where do you get this coconut?" Because from our tree in our yard.
over there, 50 feet away from here, yeah.
Yeah, see that tree there? It's like, whoa, wow, really? Yeah, and it was awesome stuff, right? So, so I think that, you know, I think there are definitely, you know, people out there, certainly the younger generation, that are aware. There's certainly a lot that aren't, but there certainly are a group of people that are paying attention to it, and
yeah,
and it's something that's really neat this Christmas season.
Yes. So how did you like the sky? The night sky, I should say.
Yeah, I flew home. Oh, that's actually, you just reminded me of something else I wanted to tell you too. We saw a whale when we were there, and we were just on the southeastern tip, kind of coming around, and it's the road just goes right along the water, and it's all lava and everything else, and we saw a place to pull over, so we pulled over. It's a beautiful sunny day. The ocean is this gorgeous blue. It's relatively calm. There's no wind, and ahead of us is this guy, and he's got this massive tripod. The tripod is at least 5 feet high, and on it he's got this digital camera with a lens that's at least a foot and a half long, right? And he's right there, and he's standing, and he's sort of looking and everything else. And my girlfriend goes up to him and says, I don't know what she says. He turns to her, right? And then she looks out and goes, "Oh, my God, there's a whale!" And this whale came charging out of the water, like, you know, a mile away or half a mile offshore, right up the whole thing, and then beached itself, fell over, right? And it was like, oh my God, this is amazing, right? Yeah. And of course, the photographer turns to her, and then she yells this out. And of course, by the time he turns back, he sees the whale, and he's nowhere near being able to take a picture. You know, and you know the poor guy. This is like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. You know he's been there since dawn, right?
Waiting for the shot, yeah.
Waiting for the, and there was the shot, right? And she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so, like, it was the funniest thing, and fortunately he was of good humor, right? And she walks away as fast as she can because she realizes he was pointed right where this whale jumped, right?
Yeah.
And I said, oops, well, right?
The irony of it, but there we are. We just have to get the memory.
And I said to him, kind of sorry or something, and he says, that happens more often than you think. every time he's interrupted, that's when the action happens, right?
Yes.
It was so funny, but the beauty of the whales and the environment and everything else was just absolutely amazing. And
it's quite mysterious the way they live down below the line where we can see, and from time to time they just pop up.
Pop up and say hi to us. Yeah, it was just absolutely amazing. And it was a great trip. Very relaxing. It was kind of nice to get out, get into the ocean, and also to see how other people are doing, and what they're doing and that sort of stuff. And it was amazing to me. I had mentioned before that they were protesting this proposed development, and I keep winning, it seems, right? Because it's
Because it's still not there.
And
unfortunately, they only have to lose once.
Yeah, we'll have to keep fighting it for sure.
This is the hardest thing, because you cannot undevelop once you get the development going.
That's right. So from my perspective, I was just delighted to see people standing up and taking action and seeming to win. Or at least, nothing has happened, as opposed to just kind of like, we have no say. And I think
concentration's okay. We may as well develop the busy parts more and leave the unspoiled parts alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the key. So one of the things that we wanted to touch on now that we've sort of talked a little bit about people taking action in different ways, right? I mean, all these people that came together and celebrated the summer solstice and stuff, it was pretty amazing to see that they weren't wrapped up in materialism. And one of the things that happens as a wonderful result of our show is that people do call you and they do talk to you, and every once in a while I want to make sure that we kind of give people some feedback in terms of those people's experiences or your thoughts on what you learn when people call you with different issues or different problems and things happen.
It's quite interesting. Like, for instance, today one of our customers calls up and says, a friend of mine whom I haven't been in contact with for 30 years, somebody with whom I've gone to school back in Europe, she says, could you help them? They have problems. So I said, of course. So we got on the telephone. They're calling me from Germany, actually. And so here goes. The husband has got problems. He has been diagnosed with high cholesterol, which the doctor immediately tells him, you're in trouble, we must lower the cholesterol. So they put him on Zocor, which is a statin drug, or statin, some people pronounce it, which essentially is a way of lowering the cholesterol levels. And they said, well, he couldn't be taking it, or he had to stop taking it because he started hurting so much.
Hurting,
pain, Yeah. Joint pain, muscle pain, body pain. So I'm saying, well, this is exactly a perfect illustration just how long the mainstream medicine has it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cholesterol isn't the problem. The cholesterol is your body's response to inflammation. When you have inflammation in your body, your body generates higher levels of cholesterol in order to try and dampen it, to mitigate the effects of it. So sure enough, when they used the drug to lower his cholesterol levels, all of a sudden all of the inflammation started to be more noticeable. So the joint pain just jumped up. And I'm saying to them, well, listen, you have it wrong. Cholesterol is not your enemy. Cholesterol is the fire truck that your body sends to the site of the accident. So eliminating the fire, eliminating the fire trucks is not going to eliminate the accidents. You need to eliminate the children with matches, or, you know, whatever it is that causes these fires to come on.
That is a great analogy, Mark, and I really like that.
Yeah, I sometimes come up with good things. But anyway, so here she is, this wife of the fellow, and she's telling me, well, I got this great oil here. You know, it's the low cholesterol oil. It's made from rapeseed. You know, rapeseed what? Oh, canola. Yeah, canola, and it's called in America. And we also use safflower oil. I'm saying, you know, these are the worst, I mean, worst oils or fats that you could possibly use. What you really need to be using is butter, coconut oil, hemp oil, flax oil, and fish oil, like sardines and stuff like that. And she's just sounding so surprised. But my doctor tells me, and I'm saying, well, please understand, your doctor has it wrong. Your doctor has been listening to the wrong people.
Yeah. I want to jump in on the coconut oil because a friend of mine, we've talked about it previously.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine got on it and was just absolutely amazed. It actually just takes a teaspoon a couple times a day and he's rubbing it all over his body. And so I'm leaving, and the first thing I do when I get to Waikiki or Honolulu is I go to a health food store and I get 100% cold pressed, raw, no nothing added to it, coconut oil, which at room temperature is kind of solid. At a little bit above room temperature, it turns liquidy. And one day, I was putting it on, and then we went out to the beach, and weirdly enough, because I just am like as white can be, I'm sitting at the beach a little bit longer than I probably should have been, and I'm pink in certain places on my body, and so I put, and then they're looking at me going, oh, too bad, you know, you're not going to be able to do much for the next couple of days. And I put the coconut oil on and kept taking my tablespoon. Next day was slightly pink, but no problem, and like no problem in terms of moving around or pain or anything like that. And it turned me a nice, like, brown. I haven't probably been this brown in 10 years. So
the coconut,
yeah, it's a really good, it's a really good product.
So let's explain the theory behind it, or the science behind it.
Okay.
Inflammation has four symptoms, which is redness, swelling, pain, and heat. So, you know, imagine yourself after a sunburn. You know, it's painful to the touch.
Yeah.
It's red, and it's puffed up. Right?
Yeah.
So what did you do? You used high omega-3 fatty acids that you supplemented into the skin, and you reversed the inflammation.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. So that's what I was telling this fine lady. Listen, you need to switch to butter, coconut, olive oil, flax oil, hemp oil, fish oil. Please stop these plant oils. Especially heated plant oils are just horrible, just terrible nutritionally. They just raise inflammation really quick. And so then I said, oh, by the way, you need to stop all cooked grains, you know, especially bread. Oh, yeah. But we are buying this healthy multi-grain bread with sunflower seeds and this sort of thing. It's very healthy. And I'm saying, well, the grains would be really healthy if they were sprouted. The sunflower seeds would be extremely healthy if they were sprouted and you were eating them as these 4-inch tall little sunflower plants, you know, sprouted ones. But the way you're taking it, it's a source of inflammation. So she says, well, what are we going to eat for breakfast? And I'm saying, well, an omelette with some fresh veggies in it.
Yeah, and there you go.
But doctor told him to just not eat eggs. And I said, well, okay, let's go back to the beginning. I told you that the cholesterol is not the problem. The cholesterol in the eggs is not causing the cholesterol in your blood.
Yep.
Eat the eggs and ditch the bread. You know, the thing that's, that the conversation was as if I was talking to them like a visitor from a different world.
Yep.
And I was. You know, honestly, it's just, you know, the people that are essentially programmed by the pharmaceutical industries as far as how to cure stuff, or programmed by the food processing industries as to what to eat. You know, the major four food groups, you know, the grains, the meats, the vegetables, and I forget the fourth one, fruit, I think, no. Milk. Oh, yeah, right, the dairy industry, they got their quarter. You know, so we go back to 1937, I think, when it was set, right? And it was not set by health. It was set by the lobbying efforts of the producers. And that's how they ended up dividing the plates. And they called it the four-square meal, and they came up with this campaign where, you know, you had four things on the plates. And it was the meat, the dairy and eggs, actually, and... So the vegetables got only one quarter of the volume.
Right.
So recently we've had a modification, now they call it the food pyramid, but it still has huge, huge overweight, well, that's a nice Freudian slip, of grains and meats in it.
Right, yeah. So and those grains and those meats cause the inflammation that people are trying to get rid of.
Right. And of course, so the inflammation causes the high cholesterol, because the cholesterol is actually the reaction to the inflammation. So the point is, if you want to lower your cholesterol, you gotta lower the intake of the foods that cause your body to produce the excess cholesterol. Because if you lower the cholesterol without taking care of the source of the problem, you're going to actually hurt like hell.
Right.
So this is what happened to this guy. So of course, if you were a good patient, you would continue on your statin drug, and then you would take a painkiller with it as well. So now you would have continued inflammation and lower cholesterol and lower pain, or at least you would feel the pain. That's sort of like putting in earplugs so you don't hear the sirens of the fire trucks.
Right. Good idea.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, these are the famous ones. Levacor, Zocor, Pravacol, Lipitor, Crestor. Those are all the... And this is the biggest industry. Billions of dollars are spent on these drugs. Billions. All of these in the pursuit of bullshit.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I guess I can't say it any better than that, can I?
No, you pretty well said it. As clearly as you needed to say it.
So, my dear friends, if you want to not suffer, you know, it's the fear, right? The fear of having a heart attack, or fear of having a stroke, because they're telling you that if you have high cholesterol, you will have higher chance of having a blood clot dislodge somewhere from your circulatory system and clog something up there, and you're going to have a stroke, or you're going to have a heart attack. And that's why you're taking this. You're taking this Lipitor, Pravacol, Zocor as a prevention of dying of a embolism or you know, that sort of effect.
Yep. So, bad advice.
Bad advice based on bad idea. Because high cholesterol is not the cause of high cholesterol. High cholesterol is associated with more blood clotting problems, but it is not the cause of the problem.
So what you're saying is if I eat cholesterol, that doesn't mean I'm going to have high cholesterol.
Precisely. just like eating coconut fat is not going to make you fat, it's going to make you skinny.
Yeah. Because we try and buttonhole everything in the same spot, and it's not necessarily the case.
Right, because the appearance is not what it seems. It's sort of, I mean, there are so many examples of it all around us, is that when we look at something, how do I say it? Plato was writing about it back in 500, 600 BC, when he was describing that the shadows cast on the wall of the cave are not the real entity. The entity is outside of the cave, and all you're looking at is the shadow.
Right.
And the source of it is the sun combined with the person that's walking past the opening of your cave. But what you're looking at is the wall of the cave, and all you see is the passing of the shadow. And that's what this cholesterol would be here. The cholesterol is simply the secondary issue. The primary issue is the inflammation in your body caused by your diet, caused by your lifestyle, caused by what you eat and how you eat it.
Right.
So, my dear friends, get on whole good fats like coconut, hemp oil, flax oil. Get off of whole grains that are cooked. Any grains, you know, bread and pasta are not your problem. Your friends. Pizza is definitely not your friend.
Yeah.
Hamburger, well, the bun is not your friend.
Right. You know, okay, there is a place on the north shore of Oahu that is known, it's a bakery, and it's known like, oh, they have the best pies and all that sort of stuff. So we stopped there. And we're sitting down. And because it's crowded and it's a small place and it's like there's only so many picnic tables, we shared a picnic table with two guys who were like late 20s to late 30s. I'm not really sure how old they were. And I'm watching this guy's got a hamburger, and I can't tell if it's a hamburger or a tuna hamburger. This amazing tuna fish up there is just awesome. And I'm watching, and he's pulling the lettuce out of his hamburger, putting it off to the side because he doesn't want to eat it.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, that's the only part of what you're eating that's really, you know, I'm assuming it's a greasy beef burger, right?
Yes.
That's the only part of your hamburger that's like going to do you any good, and you're pulling it out, right? Just wanted to reach over and grab him by the throat and shake him. Like, are you nuts? You know? 20 years from now, you're going to regret not eating that green stuff.
Yes. We're reminded of these examples all.
So, Martin, you know, what would you recommend for that fellow with the cholesterol and all the pain and everything?
Well, so I said, eat your omelet for the breakfast. Don't worry about the cholesterol in your food. And get yourself a bottle of Recovery. Directly addressing the inflammation. It lowers the inflammation itself. And it's such a simple product. You know, it is mostly MSM, which is sulfur that helps the, reduce the inflammation, and a few other things like resveratrol, EGCG, and these are known tools that help reduce the inflammation. End of story. Just take that, and you will be out of pain inside 3 days.
Nice. Cool. All right. So that's what you do. If you've got a lot of pain, check out Recovery, and you can find it at the Life Enthusiast Co-op website. We'll give you those at the end of the call in just a couple minutes.
Time, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Martin, we're getting to the end of today's show, and I know that there's some more...
There's more to tell.
There's more to tell. So why don't we just say we're coming to the end of part one, everybody, and next time we'll have the concluding part. We're going to be talking more about, you know, the myth and the reality of stuff like cholesterol.
Or we'll talk about other phone calls we get. Sure, I have lots of it. Every day there's something. So, yes, let's just stop while we're ahead. So, folks, when you're having your Christmas dinner, please indulge on all the meats and the salads and just leave the stuffing behind.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Oh, poor Scott. He's going to suffer like a dog.
All right. The meat and the vegetable. Oh, my mom makes great Brussels sprouts and cauliflower stuff. And, oh, it's awesome. I love it. Yams, too. Well, I cut back on the. I don't. I have just a little bit of potato, but I have a lot of yam.
Well, you know, it's not going to be a big problem. What happens on the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or whenever it is that you have your dinner, it's what's going to happen on the 364 other days of the year that we need to worry about. So, folks, just remember this: it's the shadow on the wall on the cave that your doctor's telling you about. This is Martin calling it quits for the Christmas Eve broadcast. I'm wishing you all the best. We're restoring vitality to you and to the planet.